This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel deployed additional troops to Gaza's border Thursday as the military conflict with Palestinian Islamists continues, while inside Israel, security forces scramble to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs. With the Gaza conflict showing no sign of easing, Israel has been rocked by an unprecedented wave of mob violence in which both Arabs and Jews have been attacked. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered what he calls a massive reinforcement to deal with the internal unrest. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he's hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow